Blog Talk Radio. That is the sound of the It is season 4, episode 3 for those who are keeping track this year as we rock and roll. Week 3 in Esther Scully, where are you at? Are you still alive in your survival pools, or have you already been eliminated? And I'll give you an update on where you most truly happen to land right now. In the meantime, welcome in, everybody. Fast to 60 Minutes of Sports, yours truly, on the wheels of steel. Again, at least that's what we used to call these wonderful things when we had turntables and all that great music back in the day. Today is all about the National Football League. It's all about some sad news, briefly. For those of you maybe just getting up for your day today, sad news out of Tennessee. Tennessee Titan kicker for 9 years, Baronis, was killed overnight last night in a car accident. Just a little bit of note there. Rob Baronis is the son-in-law of Fox broadcaster Terry Bradshaw. He had married his daughter. Sad news out of there. So those of you getting up this morning, some sad news out of Tennessee. So our hearts and minds go out to certainly him and his family. Hope things, again, as best as they can be in light of such a tragic situation. So our hearts and prayers with them at this moment. In the meantime, it is week 3 National Football League. We've got our sound of the game, so let's get things started the right way. As we look back to 2013, 6 minutes as a snapback of what once was.
Adrian Peterson's first carry is a 78-yard touchdown. It's the official debut of the Chip Kelly Eagles. Peyton Manning's seventh touchdown pass. Welcome to the D, Reggie. Brandon gets it.
You've earned that. Keep working, guys. And that's the bottom line. We do what we do.
Yeah.
For moments.
Seize the moment. We got an opportunity right here to do something special. Take care of this moment.
Today is not the day to be timid. Today is not the day to be scared. We got to play every play like it's the one that's going to win or lose the game.
Don't let anything stand in our way. We gotta get this one today. It's the last time this group of men will stand in this spot together. Make it count.
Fires, and it's intercepted! There will be a playoff
from MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. It is Super Bowl 48.
The ultimate goal, baby. The Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh. So the first play of the game, a nightmare for the Broncos.
The ball is hit. Has it come down? This is up. What a Seahawks. Come on now. Come on now. Touchdown. Seahawks. He's across the 40. The three. There he goes. He's going to go all the way back. 88 yards for a touchdown. Yes. Jermaine Kearse, a 23-yard slant. Breaks two tackles and takes it in.
That's always great. Back in 2010, when the Seahawks dominated the league, this is 2014, and we are 3 weeks into a brand new season. So another question to you, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. So the question is simple. Do the Seahawks have enough to repeat? Many of you don't seem to think so, and you know what? I think I might agree with you. It's very difficult to repeat in the National Football League, so why think otherwise here? I think they're in one of the toughest divisions with the Niners and the Cardinals. Both is, again, with the exception of what happened in the fourth quarter of the 49ers last week, that team is a very good football team. They're going to get healthy here in a few weeks. So don't expect anything less than a great run to the finish. And again, the favorite American pastime that is the National Football League. Now, look at some of the off-field stuff. I told you earlier about the sad news out of Tennessee, the crash and the death of Rob Baronis. The NFL has been going through, what's that old song, Catching Hell? The NFL has been catching hell for it seems like several months now. They can't seem to get out of their own way. The Ray Rice situation with Jhené Palmer, the video that comes out, the suspension in the Players Association's role. Roger Goodell now, people want him to resign or want him fired, and that's going to happen. All the way up to now Adrian Peterson, the child abuse. The man whooped his kids and maybe overdid a little bit, got a little broke skin, and all of a sudden, they're on his head. As an advocate for men stopping violence against men, I have an issue with any type of abuse, and I stand on that platform firmly as often as that platform presents itself for me to do so. If you have a perspective or a thought on that, please feel free to give me a call, 619-639-4747. Doesn't mean I'll agree with you, but certainly I'm willing to listen to you and listen to your perspective on such a platform. It's a hot topic as it is. In the meantime, while all this is going on, we've got some football to talk about. So we're talking about Week 3 and all things associated with the National Football League. There is baseball grinding down to its playoff run. Hockey is getting ramped up. And that means all of you nutcases on the East Coast, you Boston Bruins who are so vehemently in love with the Bruins, will be calling me, giving me grief as I always do every single year. We'll talk about that and a bunch more after this from Geico.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that, Parker.
Well, did you know auctioneers make bad grocery store clerks?
It'll be $23.50. Now 75, 23.75, hold them, hey, to get down 23.75, 24, hey, $24, 24 and a quarter, quarter, now half, 24 and a half, and 75, and 25, now a quarter, hey, 26 and a quarter, hold them, hey, to get down 20, you want to do it, 5 and a quarter, sold to the man in the khaki jacket.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I've been eating Egg McMuffins since 1984. But when I saw Taco Bell made a waffle taco,
I figured I would get with the times.
So I got a haircut and I got some tighter pants. Lost my flip phone, got a smartphone, even took down my Loverboy poster. Now I'm eating waffle tacos and AM Crunchwraps.
And I just made like $700 on Craigslist.
Move on from your old McDonald's breakfast with Taco Bell's exciting new breakfast menu.
Back on the ride, 6 Minute Sports, Season 4. Of course, this is Round 3. And for those of you looking for NFL fantasy squad and fantasy lobbies, good luck. Hopefully, you guys are doing out of the gates well. I got to tell you, if you're not playing fantasy football this year, you're probably missing a lot of fun. So, tell you what, let's get into what we typically do. Let's break down your fantasies, stardoms, and sit-ems. So, if you've got your pen, paper, and hand, get your notes together.
Let's break it down for you. So you have your top 10 of each category as you get into your Sunday. So if you haven't set your lineup yet, this will help you make that decision. All right. Let's start with running backs today, since in light of everything going on with the situation with Minnesota and teams, let's break down these running backs. Top 10 running backs to start today. If you've got them, you start them. If you don't, well, you just don't. Hopefully, plant someone that does. The number 10 quarterback. The number 10 running back today, Niles Davis out of Kansas City. 9, Eddie Lacy. Hope you can figure it out quickly here. Number 8, Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh. Number 7, Matt Forte of the Bears. I think he gets the Jets on Monday night. Number 6, Alfred Morris at Philly. Love that matchup. Number 5, Giovanni Bernard. That'll be a nice little challenge against Tennessee. Number 4, Marshawn Lynch from Seattle against Denver. Number 3, Eric Foster, Houston at the Giants. The Giants can get out of their own way. And number 2, DeMarco Murray at St. Louis at the Rams. Now, the Rams have got a great pass rush, but they don't tend to stop the run very well. And number 1, LeSean McCoy. That is, these Matthew Berry and Harrison Carabell's picks right now, but I'm not so sure that's actually not a pretty good matchup for that Washington Redskins defense that ranks number 1 in the league right now. But I guess we'll find out, pretty quickly here. All right, so there are your running backs. Let's get to your quarterbacks. Your top 10 quarterbacks today. If you got them, start them. If you don't, hope you're not playing them. Number 10, Phillip Rivers in San Diego. Number 9, Russell Wilson in Seattle. Number 8, Nick Foles in Philly. Number 7, Jay Cutler, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, Chicago Bears. Number 6, Cam Newton in Carolina. Number 5, Peyton Manning, who gets Seattle today. Obviously looking for a better outcome than the last time they played. Number 4, Matthew Stafford of Detroit. They get Green Bay today. That might be intriguing. Number 3, Andrew Luck. He goes up against Jacksonville. Number 2, Aaron Rodgers. He gets the Lions in Detroit. Number 1, Drew Brees. I like the matchup. Drew Brees at home gets Minnesota and without Adrian Peterson. Good day for our Vikings. All right. So that's it for your quarterbacks. Let us move on to your tight ends. Top 10 tight ends today. If you've got them, start them. If you don't, well, hope you don't play them. Number 10, Kyle Rudolph of Minnesota. Number 9, Jordan Cameron in Cleveland. Number 8, Martellus Bennett. We're starting to love Martellus Bennett in that red zone area. Number 7, Zach Ertz. Number 6, Dennis Pitta. Number 5, Antonio Gates of San Diego. Number 4, Greg Olsen in Carolina. Number 3, Rob Gronkowski. New England gets Oakland today. Number 2, Julius Thomas, Denver against Seattle today, of course. And number 1, as we're so accustomed to seeing for the last 2 years, Jimmy Graham is at number 1. Why? Because New Orleans is playing Minnesota, and Minnesota may not have much to offer playing on the road without Adrian Peterson to slow down that high-powered offense. Again, if you can't get offense going yourself, how are you going to keep Drew Brees and those guys off the field? It is going to be a very daunting, daunting task. All right? Let's see. We did your running backs. Let's do kickers now. Top 10 kickers today. Number 10, Sean Graham in New Orleans. Number 9, Phil Dawson in San Francisco. Number 8, Adam Vinatieri in Indianapolis. Number 7, Cody Parker in Philly. Number 6, Mason Crosby in Green Bay. Number 5, Danny Bailey in Dallas. Number 4, Nick Novak in San Diego. Number 3, Justin Tucker in Baltimore. Number 2, Steven Hauschka. You'll love saying Hauschka. Steve Hauschka in Seattle in number 1. Steven Gostkowski. Why? Because the Patriots get Oakland. And Oakland doesn't seem to offer much in the way of a threat to that team. All right? Giving you everything but your defense. Let's get you guys set up with your defenses so you can get yourselves ready to hopefully it's going to be a successful day in your fantasy world. Refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. I'll be curious to see exactly where they like Seattle in this one this week. All right, top 10 defenses. If you've got them, stop. You don't, hope you're not playing them. Number 10, Buffalo. Number 9, Indianapolis Colts. Number 8, the Baltimore Ravens. Number 7, the Arizona Cardinals. Number 6, the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, I don't know if y'all heard that enough. That is a instant AP news thing of Seattle in fantasy squad. Basically, Wes Walker is back. Be fearful. That's news. Anyway, back to your top 10 defenses. Number 10, Buffalo. Number 9, Indianapolis. Number 8, the Baltimore Ravens. Number 7, the Arizona Cardinals. Number 6, the Seattle Seahawks. Number 5, the Carolina Panthers. Number 4, the Houston Texans. Number 3, the 49ers. Number 2, the Cincinnati Bengals. And the number 1 defense to start today, amazing. New England Patriots. Why? Because they're playing Oakland. in Oakland with a rookie quarterback. They're letting his teeth for real on this one, guys. So that is the status. That's all you need to know about your fantasy startups and sit-ups this week. If you got them playing, if you don't have, hope you're not going up against them. In the meantime, it's your fantasy love from yours truly at the fastest 60 minutes in sports. I really think LeSean McCoy could have a huge, huge day today. But I also believe that Tom Brady may just have a gumptious day against that Oakland defense. All right, let's see. So we've given some news. You guys can follow us now on Twitter at VinLove, V-I-N-L-U-V, which is yours truly, 1207. I am alive and well on Twitter. Feel free to follow me there. We've got all kinds of fun stuff. Also, for those of you who cannot get to a game, an out-of-market game, stream2watch.me, and you can check out aftermarket, out-of-market games. Yes, there'll be some pop-ups you can work around them, but the idea is that you'll be able to see, watch, not listen to, but watch your out-of-market game. So if you're from Chicago and you're in Philly, or if you're in L.A. and you're from, you know, New York, you can get your in-market game from wherever you're at. You can get your out-of-market game from wherever you're at. All that on stream2watch.me. All right, check that out. Enjoy that. For those of you Netflix fans, yes, this is a shameless plug, Netflix. I do enjoy Netflix. I enjoy it because the content has just gotten so much better over the last few months. There is a show out there on Netflix called The League. That's an FXX television show, but it's about a group of guys based in Chicago who play fantasy football. And the entanglements with not only the fantasy football, the NFL stars are part of the show, as well as just the lives that it all touches on, is well done. You guys would enjoy that. If you get a chance, if you're watching it on Netflix, that's fine. Check out The League. You'll find some giggles in that. If you can check it out on Netflix, great. If you can check it out on FXX, you'll enjoy it. It's a fun show. You get your laugh on. You'll see how serious some of us knuckleheads actually take our football picks. Now, for those of you who are willing to step up to the plate, you talked all this ish about what you can do and what you couldn't do. You talked all this mess about how good you are and about picking games. All right, let me tell you something. All right, I'm going to tell you this because I like it, and I don't want you to be misled. All right, I am 19-13 so far for the 2 weeks of this season. 19 up, 13 down. All right, I'm going to make my picks. I'm going to share my picks with you guys again today. And some of you are going to take them. You're going to run to your bookie or whatever, and you're using them. And as usual, you'll be successful to a degree. I'm telling you right now, don't be the boneheaded parent that takes his kid's college fund and bets it and hinges it on someone else, like myself, prognostications or picks. Don't be that stupid, all right? Make a good decision. If you've got some discretionary cash and you want to have some fun, fine, all right? Be smart about it, all right? So in the opening of today's show, we asked the question, what impact will Adrian Peterson have in Minnesota? Well, now that Minnesota, the football organization, is losing sponsorship from hotels and some other sponsors, they really had no other choice but to basically deactivate Adrian Peterson until his situation gets cleaned up. It's not that anyone doesn't like Adrian Peterson. Certainly he's a great football player. Hopefully he's a better person. I'd like to think that maybe in the heat of discipline, he just simply made a mistake and maybe just went a little bit too far. And I still like to think that even that, his intent, where his son was concerned, was in love in terms of maybe changing some behavior he did not desire. All right. Either way it goes. Also, Roger Goodell has gone out and hired a panel of young women to basically oversee this domestic violence push, if you will. Look, maybe you know I am at the forefront of men stopping violence against women. And while I think it's a great idea and a step forward in the right direction that you bring in some domestic violence experts to look at this and see what opportunities exist and what you can do as an organization to stem the tide of domestic violence, especially among your players, but even in society, this has been a woman battle for years, and now men have a chance themselves. Men tend to respond better to another man. And I'm going to say that tongue-in-cheek when it comes to discipline. This is not an indictment of the ladies at all. Okay, it's a look at Roger Goodell saying, okay, that's the first step. All right, you need to take a second step. All right, that coalition is going to be taking care of personal conduct policies needs to have a male voice in it as well. It needs to have a male voice who can, at minimum, begin to say, hey, I know this locker room has always been sacred, but some things are no longer okay. And say that with the same depth and of the male voice, in the same type of passion for the game that these brothers play with. I'm not saying they're not going to listen until you can put steep penalties against them left and right, and they'll acquiesce. Or will they? So what is my role as not only a fan, but someone who's not afraid to stand in front of Roger Goodell in helping to assist with personal penalties from a single man who is the voice of 32 owners? Kind of makes you wonder what exactly Roger Goodell is getting $40 million for. I love that, and I wish him well. I don't begrudge him for the money he's made. But all this is on one man's head. Doesn't quite seem right, does it? Hey, that's just my opinion, and I'm just a voice of reason, and otherwise stormy day. All right? Let's take a look at some baseball. What we got going on here? Someone's sending me messages. Hang on, gang. Hang on. All right, very good. All right, let's get into Major League Baseball. How about that? Let's get into Major League Baseball. Baseball's winding down. I took a brief look this morning at the playoff pitcher for Major League Baseball. Now, you know, I've had the good fortune of spending a lot of time out here in the Maryland, D.C. area, and it is an exciting time to be a they call it the DMV and the DMV in the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area. If you're in this area right now and you're a baseball fan, you're loving this. Your Washington Nationals have won the National League East. The Baltimore Orioles have won the American League East. And then you've got the potential wild card playoff situation where a team like the Kansas City Royals are relevant once again. You got to love that. I don't care who you are. You got to love that the Royals, who haven't been relevant since the early 80s, the George Brett-led Royals, this is fun. This is good baseball. This is exciting. Every pitch, everything hinges. If the postseason started today, your wild card would look like this. The Kansas City Royals would be in Oakland, right? Your wild card game would be the Angels. Or the wild card team what would be the Anaheim Angels, or the Los Angeles Angels. I hate that. They've always been Anaheim Angels to me. But anyway, the Tigers would be in Camden Yards. On the National League side, your wild card would be the Pirates and the Giants. And your divisional team would be the winner of that wild card at the Nationals. And the Cardinals would be visiting L.A. against the Dodgers. So even if you're a California fan right now, you got to love this. Two teams from the L.A. area, the Angels and the Dodgers. This is love. Orioles and Nats. Yeah, you got the East Coast, West Coast thing going. You even got your Middle Earth going. You got your Pirates in there. You got Cardinals in there. This is a great balanced potential for National Baseball. It really is. If you're not loving this, I think you're missing something. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-477. Join the conversation. Tigers held off the Royals 3-2. This would have been Saturday's game. Dodgers wound up losing to the Cubbies. And while I just mentioned the Cubbies, because you know we're always looking for a reason as a Chicago homer to mention our local boys, just as an FYI, the Cubs have the most young talent in baseball, which means here comes every GM picking trying to get what they can get out of that the depth that is the farm system. Give Hoyer and Theo Epstein a lot of credit. They're following the plan, sticking to the plan. I'm sure there have been some frustrating days, but they're doing it the right way. And we're excited. For those of us who are Cub fans, we're excited about what the future holds for the Chicago Cubs. They're going to be competitive, and it may begin next year. So don't be surprised. In the meantime, football is on deck, and we've got some picks to share with you. Now, I have several ways I can do this. Okay, that's no. Why don't we just go ahead and we'll just read it. That'll be a heck of a lot easier than me trying to do something other than what is comfortable about that. And just as we thought, DeSean Jackson of the Reds will be active for the day's game against Philadelphia. That's a beautiful thing. Da 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 da. let's see, we wrote week three picks out and we shared them on the web. And because I don't want you to be the least bit cheated, I want you to know everybody needs to know what these picks are this week. Because, again, we're in competition. All right, there is absolutely some competition going on here. And I want you to be ready. You handle that? All right, let's see. Week three picks in the National Football League. You know what? I need some music. I do. I need some background, something. Let's see. What's in the archive, man? What's in the archive? Something I can maybe tone down just a little bit. Play quietly in the background. 5 minutes long. All right, that'll work. Let's bump that. All right, that'll work. Let's do this. All right. Week three, National Football League picks. Yours truly, here we go. Chargers at Bills. While E.J. Manuel's played better, he's not Phillip Rivers. In this game, Vin, yours truly, is going to take San Diego. The Bills have allowed only 16 passes of 15 yards to be completed against them for an NFL low 6.3 completion percentage. However, it might not matter to Phillip Rivers. All right. Again, San Diego wins this game. Cowboys at Rams. DeMarco Murray, 285 yards rushing, are the most in Cowboys history the first two games of the season. That's pretty good, considering the history there. Murray should have another game against the Rams defense that has been gashed on the ground. On the flip side, the Rams still insist the quarterback is Sean Hill if he's healthy. However, we'd like more from Austin Davis. Ben picks the Cowboys in this game. Redskins at Eagles. Deshaun expects to make a comeback, and we just heard that he's active. You have to love grudge matches. Tugging into the numbers too hot and heavily, we're going to be watching Kirk Cousins, and that's going to be the biggest thing to watch. Ben picks the Eagles in this one. That's not an indictment, Redskins fans. I just think the Eagles are just a better team. Texans at New York Giants. Arian Foster has been the heart and soul of the Texans offense for through 2 weeks, allowing Ryan Fitz to merely manage the game. He'll have a stiffer time stunned against the Giants. Picks the Texans to win this game. Vikings at the Saints. Weakness meets weakness in New Orleans. The Saints have the worst pass defense in the league this season. Meanwhile, Matt Castellano, he can't carry a team with his arm. Last week, the quarterback did not complete a pass of 10-plus yards in the entire game, throwing three picks on pass of that distance. Ben likes the Saints in this one. Titans at Bengals. Giovanni Bernard has 52 offensive touches through two games a season. That number is 23% of the team's total touches. The Bengals will need to lean on him again with a glut of injuries ransacking Cincinnati's offense. Dick Locker struggled mightily last week. The reward is facing a Bengals defense that has made Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco look mediocre. Ben picks the Bengals in this game. Ravens at the Browns. Will the real Joe Flacco please stand up? The Ravens offense couldn't have looked more different week one and two. Flacco went from inaccurate and herky-jerky to smooth and refined in Gary Kubiak's offense in week two. In three, Flacco faces a Browns defense that has allowed 900 yards the first 2 weeks. Ben to the Ravens. Packers at the Lions. The last time the Packers visited Detroit, they were stomped on Thanksgiving. Figuratively, this time, however, in this game, Aaron Rodgers will pay. The quarterback has feasted on the Lions, 9-0 with 19 touchdowns. 4 INTs in his last 9 games with a minimum of 15 attempts against Detroit. Keep an eye on Jordy Nelson, who accounts for 3.5% of the Packers' targets. He should get, as I said, he should get well again this week. Ben likes the Packers in the game. The Colts at the Jaguars. The Colts got ground heavy last week. It'll be interesting to see if Pep Hamilton continues to insist on being a ground-and-pound team or if he'll put the ball in Andrew Luck's hands against the poorest Jags secondary. Jacksonville's made some changes to a struggling offensive line so far this year. It'll be interesting to see if those moves have any influence on Toby Gerhardt's poor start this season. Faces the Colts' run defense, giving up 115.5 yards per game. Ben likes the Colts. Raiders at Patriots. Derek Carr needs some help from his ground game. The quarterback is the Raiders' leading rusher after 57 yards. If Oakland can establish a ground attack, it's going to be another long day. If they can't, it's going to be a very long day. Part of that long day for Carr would be due to Patriots' defense that has allowed just 1 of 13 passes over 15 yards to be completed the first 2 weeks. Again, a rookie quarterback The Pats secondary should have another good day. Then picks the Patriots. 49ers at Cardinals. Frank Gore has run for 100-plus yards in only 3 of 17 career games against the Cardinals. He faces a team that allowed an average of 2.61 yards rush, second best in the NFL. The ground game is stymied. The 49ers will need Colin Kaepernick to awaken from whatever funk he has been in over the last few weeks. Drew Stanton is in line to start Sunday unless Carson Palmer's shoulders nerves wakes up. For those of you who don't know, that nerve has not responded. Stanton was average in his first game since 2010. He had a poor completion percentage, but on the positive side, he did turn the ball over. Whoever's under center, watch how the Cards use Fitzgerald this week. Last season, Whiteout was injured and still earned 100-plus receiving yards in both games against the Niners. In this one, Ben likes the Niners. Broncos at Seahawks. Lost in the Super Bowl slaughter was Mary Thomas' record 13 catches for 180 yards and a touchdown on a career-high 18 targets. It was fascinating to see how the Seahawks defense adjusts to take Thomas away. Getting Wes Walker back should help the Broncos' cause after last week. Seattle has now lost 33 games in a row when allowing 27 points or more. Peyton Manning's Broncos have scored 27 or more in 19 of the last 21 season games. We'll see if Manning can make the adjustments he failed to make during the Super Bowl. All right, who wins? The Denver Broncos. You see how easy that's that? I will wear a Seahawks jersey, but this game, I think Denver gets a modest level of redemption. Not much. It's a regular season game. It's not Super Bowl. Chiefs at Dolphins. In the first 2 weeks, Alex has been running like a wild boar from a medieval hunting party, and he looks fantastic doing it. As much as people hate on Smith, he's actually really fun to watch on the move. The quarterback was the main reason the Chiefs almost completed a comeback last week in Denver. We do expect a protection to be much better against the good Dolphin defense line, so Smith needs his receivers to help him out more this week. For the Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill must take advantage of Kansas City's defense that has allowed 23 points in 8 of their last 9 games. Ben picks the Dolphins. Teased you. Steelers at Panthers. Le'Veon Bell ranks second in the NFL with 152 scrimmage yards per game, behind only DeMarco Murray. So, the Steelers defense has 0 takeaways. Panthers have 0 giveaways. Cam Newton should be able to move the ball against the Steelers defense. If he doesn't turn the ball over, it should be a good afternoon for Carolina. Ben picks the Panthers. Monday night, Bears at Jets. Jay Cutler been prepared to sling the ball Monday night. The Bears ranked 30th in the NFL with 66 rushing yards per game, while the Jets defense ranks first, allowing only 52.5 rushing yards per game. Chris Johnson loves the spotlight. Johnson has 100-plus yards rushing in 3 straight Monday night games. The Bears give up an average of 161 yards rushing per game. Whether it's Johnson or the impressive Chris Ivory, it should be a good night for the Jets run game. However, Cutler, Brandon Marshall, John Jeffrey, Martellus Bennett, all are healthy. Who wins the game? Ben picks the Bears. Week 3 picks in the NFL is a product of the fastest team in sports and is for entertainment purposes only. Be mindful when you're going to the betting window that these are only opinions. Enjoy the football, family. Right now, the VinMeister is 19 up, 13 down. There you go, all right? 19 up, 13 down. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. 18 left in the hour. Let's have some fun.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game. Played nowhere else on earth, it is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
One heartbeat!
One heartbeat!
One man!
One man!
One spirit!
One spirit!
Ola, ola, ola,
ola, ola,
ola,
ola, ola, ola.
All we got is each other!
Yeah.
And that's all we need!
Yeah.
Four, two,
three,
two, three,
four,
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 five,
six, six,
six,
six,
seven, eight,
four.
Pro football is a mirror of early America, reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial. The game is wide open, not confined. X's and O's on a blackboard are translated into imagination on the field. It can be one man rising above the obscurity of the grim, no-glory duty of special teams. It is a lineman clawing through the carnage at the scrimmage line and devouring the quarterback.
Ground right, box 2 run on set, ready?
The game is perpetual motion. A swirl of flying bodies in constant collision. A 2.5 hour carnival of color, sound, and action. There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. But now's the time to work and strain at a sport that tests the spirit and challenges the brain.
Oh, that's it? That's what you're bringing today, bro? Come on, man.
We got to come out here with a swag, man, and play cocky, man, for 4 quarters.
Do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
We get the ball back, we go down and score, we win this game.
29.
Did you just miss the ball? Come on, son, it's the NFL now.
We're playing this game, Chase.
But I'm going to tell you what, we got a pretty good football team in this room in case nobody knows.
Keep your eyes working for the pressure. Now,
hey, Brandon Blanco. Time to work, man. Time to work now.
That's how you play football. Yes.
A time for achievement. A time for purpose. A time for glory.
Taco Bell made a waffle taco.
I figured I would get with the times.
So I got a haircut and I got some tighter pants. Lost my flip phone, got a smartphone, even took down my Loverboy poster. Now I'm eating waffle tacos and AM Crunchwrap.
And I just made like $700 on Craigslist.
Move on from your old McDonald's breakfast with Taco Bell's exciting new breakfast menu.
All right, family, 13 left in the ride. Fastest 60 minutes of sports. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, riding with you as we get ready for week 3 of the National Football League. This is an FYI for those of you who are just asleep at the wheel. Once we're done, all your pregame shows, your network pregame shows will fire up. That's CBS. That would be Fox getting you ready for your early games. Those on the East Coast, the 1 o'clock games. For those in the Midwest, the noon games. For our Chicago Bear homers, you won't see your game till tomorrow night, Monday Night Football, when they get the Jets in the Meadowlands. Look for that one to be a bit of a good game. You know me, I'm a Bears homer. I called the Bears beating the 49ers last week. I did. I admit it. And I'm so proud of my boys. He fell down early. It looked bad. And they have not played well in San Francisco in a very long time. That goes all the way back to the 80s. But they showed up in that second half. Jay Cutler showed what can be possible when that offense really gets to click and the Bears come back and win that game late 28-20. And for what it's worth, the Bears defense did start to show up late in that game, which was really, really a welcome sight. For those of you going to the window today, what game are you playing in your survival pool? All right, here's your tip for your survival pools. If you have not exhausted the New England Patriots today, they get the Oakland Raiders. That's your game. All right, that is your game. If you need another option other than that, let's see. The survival, well, anyone playing Jacksonville probably has a good shot at being competitive today. Maybe you go Dallas against the Rams if you want to take that chance, but Dallas, that 8-8 Dallas team, I don't know. I don't think you have the moxie to go Denver and Seattle straight up. That's bold. That is really, really bold. Anyway, maybe you do. I don't know. I think that's a bit of a I don't know, that's a bit of a reach. Again, we're 19-13. Even at the current pace we're going, we're going to finish up well ahead of the pace for the rest of the prognosticators. And, well, once again, I don't necessarily have to put myself out there to be the best prognosticator. It just is what it is. The numbers don't lie. So I don't need to puff myself up. You just need to know that if you have need advice, you know where to come get it. Yours truly, Vinny Moore, host of the fastest 60 minutes in sports, doing what we do unlike any other. Now, we told you earlier that, you know, baseball was winding down, and we wanted to make sure we gave baseball some love because it was just going to be a lot of fun. So from those of us in the Camden Yard area up here in Baltimore today, kudos to all of our teams that have made the playoffs already. That is the Baltimore Orioles. The Washington Nationals have already clinched. Let's take a quick gander in this last little 11 on the ride and see exactly where we stand in these wild card standings. We know Oakland is in it, but that as a wild card, that's only a big deal because that team, even though they got rid of Cespedes, is really, really talented. Okay, so we know Baltimore's in. They've won the American League East. Everyone else in that division is eliminated. Everyone else. Yankees, done. Toronto, done. Tampa Bay, done. Boston, done. All right? The Anaheim Angels are in. Okay? No one else can win the division. All right? So, the American League Central, the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals, that one is still up for grabs as the Tigers have a 2.5-game lead over the Royals right now, and really no one else matters. Well, yeah, I shouldn't say that. You know, if something were to happen to these two teams, they don't play each other much more after, I think, one more game today. The Cleveland Indians still have a numeric chance, 3 games before they're eliminated. Everyone else is basically done. All right, let's take a look at the wild card situation in the American League. We're looking at Oakland and potentially Kansas City. So Kansas City sits in a pretty good place. Both those teams 9 games up on – I'm sorry, I'm wrong. A half game up on Seattle, 3.5 up on Cleveland. Now, Seattle is an interesting situation because Robinson Cano has basically carried that team this year. They're 83-71. They've got one more loss than Kansas City. That's why they're about, you know, down by percentage points. And both teams are 4-6 in the last 10 games. It's an interesting dynamic only because – okay, who's playing lemonade commercials in my head? Stop it. Seattle can certainly turn that tide. It just takes you know, 2 games and a loss by Kansas City, Oakland, and you've got a whole ball, a whole new dance to sing about there. Seattle gets Houston today. The Royals in Detroit will fire it up again today. Oakland gets Philly today, so Philly's kind of laid it down. They're done for the season, so why not? So that's your American League playoff pitcher at this point. Let's scroll down and take a look at your national pitcher, the Granddaddy League. So you know the Washington Nationals have already won the East. The Cardinals, I believe, have clinched the Central, and the Dodgers are in. I believe they're in line to win that division anyway. So Dodgers, Cardinals, Nationals, your wild card teams right now, San Francisco and Pittsburgh with what looks to be a Milwaukee has just faded. They're completely out of it now. They're 5 games back. 3.5 games out of the wild card. So while anything can still happen, 154 games in, 8 games to go. 8 games to go, 3.5 games back. It's going to be tough sledding for them, but anything's possible. And Milwaukee's been a resilient team, so don't be too surprised if something strange or odd happens. In the meantime, that's your Major League Baseball love. You understand the USA won the FIBA basketball tournament. There's nothing much to say about that. Hockey's getting started soon. And as always, we love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Feel free to join us here. We're going to do this thing for about 3 more minutes. Let's do that. 3 more minutes. And then we'll let this thing go over to the big boys on the other side. Let the networks do what they do. And they'll tell you more information. Certainly, again, sad news out of Tennessee and the loss of Rob Baronis. That's in the news this morning. Hey, news of the weird. We didn't do news of the weird. All right, let's do this. We got time. It's 7 to go. All right, here we go. News of the weird. Thank you. Okay. You guys have way too much fun. Wait, stop. Way too much fun. All right, way too much fun. All right. News of the weird. All right. Let's see. Where are we going today? Where's our Dateline at? Dateline. New Orleans. Unclear on the concept. New Orleans juvenile court judge Yolanda King, already indicted for falsifying her home address in her 2013 campaign for office, was spotted by the Times-Picayune reporter on August 20th, filing three registration papers for the November 4th election in which she swore under oath to three different addresses, two of which appeared to be clearly erroneous. Her lawyer told the newspaper that the judge, who was suspended by the Louisiana Supreme Court following her indictment, had merely misinterpreted the instructions. If you buy that. New Orleans, this is more like Houston. I think this is more Houston. As part of a nationwide distribution of surplus military equipment, 10 Texas school districts eagerly acquired a total of 64 M16 rifles, 18 M14s, 25 automatic pistols and magazines, capable of holding 4,500 rounds of ammunition. District officials referred generally to the need to protect against school attacks, such as the notorious incident in Colorado and Connecticut. But the local Houston area police chief, seeking to reassure a nervous public, promised that the equipment would be used only by tactically trained officers and that otherwise would be locked in a department armory. A critic of the program told KHOU-TV that statistically the typical active shooter school situation lasts 12 minutes, hardly enough time to get to the armory and load up. News of the weird. Okay. All I'm say is, some people, they need Jesus. That's all I'm saying. And that's going to do News of the Weird. Four minutes left in the ride this week. All right, so you got it all now. You got your fantasy stardom sit-ups. You got your NFL love. You got your Major League Baseball player pitcher. You got your picks. You got everything you need. There's nothing else you need. Except maybe someone to love. Well, today that someone to love can be me. 619-639-4747. Well, let's pay a bill and get out of here. All right, love you. Nothing you can do about it. See you.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that, Parker.
Well, did you know auctioneers make bad grocery store clerks?
It'll be $23.50. Now $75, $23.75, hold them, hey, to get down $23.75, $24, hey, $24, $24 and a quarter, quarter, now half, $24 and a half, and $75, and $25, now a quarter, hey, $26 and a quarter, hold them, hey, to get down $20, you want to do it, $5 and a quarter? Sold to the man in the khaki jacket.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Indeed it can. All right. Ready to round it up? 3 minutes left to go on the show. We good? I think we're good. There you go. All right. All right, so the Fast 6 Minutes in Sports is going to run it down for episode number 3 this week. You are in good hands with Fox and with CBS for the rest of your viewing football day. For those of you that have NFL Red Zone, enjoy that as well. For those of you who have the DirecTV package, enjoy as much as you can and enjoy it all right? Learn to love each other. It's important, all right? Keep your hands to yourself. Try that, all right? In the meantime, the numbers are staggering. 1 in 3 women are harmed every day. The number is staggering, and for those of you who can get to the internet, James Brown has a clip from last week where he basically talked about the numbers of the number of women who have been killed since the last time those numbers had been shared. The numbers are staggering. Let's be nice to each other. If he's done something, if she's done something, learn to walk away. That's going to be it, all right? I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And we love you here at the Fastest 6 Minute Sports, and we appreciate you. Write the number down, 619-639-4747. That's going to do it for this week. We will see you 1 week from today. By the way, today's broadcast came to you from Niagara Falls. That's right. Live from Niagara Falls. Up just a little bit outside Buffalo, near the falls. Beautiful, beautiful scene, beautiful sun. I'll try to get some pictures out to you guys and maybe post some things when I get a chance. In the meantime, loving the fresh air, loving the people on the Canada side of this thing. It's beautiful. All right. Again, we love you. There's nothing you can do about it. We will see you next time only on the fastest 60 minutes in sports. Good day, everybody.